A university team here in Ohio is leading the way in high-tech military research in the area of sensor technology. ONN State House correspondent Dan Wiest reports.
A non-metallic object, in this case, a Viennese producer.
You can't hide from this beep. At least, that's the hope of the Defense Department. It's all part of new sensor technology just unveiled by a team of university researchers that includes Ohio State and Kent State.
We're actually thinking of platforms to be users of platforms which are mobile.
Five university teams led by OSU are working together to build small sensors that can be remotely deployed, dropped behind enemy lines to help our military flush out the hidden enemy. The Ohio research has caught the eye and the financial support of the Pentagon.
Security and things related to security activities are of particular importance nowadays since 9/11, and the country is investing a lot of money in trying to develop various types of secure technologies.
Each one of these devices could have as many as six types of sensors on it. For instance, there's a little light sensor, a microphone sensor, a magnet sensor. They cost now about $300 to put together, but eventually they say they can bring it down to a lot less than that.
You can send out some light signals.
The sensors can measure everything from metal to sound and then send back that information to create a net of new information. The data could help tell the difference between a human with a gun, or a tank as they come through a net of deployed sensors. This time, at this demonstration, it was an invasion of escorts. But the researchers also see commercial application.
We expect some applications in the home context in the next few years. And we also expect some biological applications where you can wear these things or you can insert them in your body so they can control certain physical processes.
The team has the money to expand their research to see that thousands of these sensors could be dropped at once. And it's all hope that the technology could be into play within a year. In Columbus, Dan Wiest, The Ohio News Network.